Coe City Council meeting. It is Tuesday, April 16th, 2019. It is 9 a.m. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with here, Vice Mayor Susan is absent. Councilmember Rampino?
Here.
Councilmember Hill?
Present.
Councilmember Hall?
Here.
Thank you. We'll now open up the public participation. Any member of the public wish to speak on items not on the agenda, you have up to 3 minutes. Please state your name for the record. Your 3 minutes will begin.
Good morning, George Mellon. One thing I just wanted to make for everyone. The last meeting we had to go before the recognition from Lisa and Jordan and her staff. And Flagler Beach is considering a resolution or ordinance requiring anybody to build on a lot to go in and look for gopher tortoises as opposed to waiting and have somebody saying, oh gee, I think we saw a gopher tortoise, and then have to have the city going. They're being proactive. They're, if I'm correct, a protected species. So I'm wondering if Tom Coast would do the same, requiring either staff or somebody independent to go in and look at lots, because you can have a vacant lot in the middle of two or three. So without somebody living next door, they may not see the gopher tortoise. So this is helping to conserve them. So I'm hoping the city would look at that and be proactive like that would be. The other thing is, I was reading the paper with only a few weeks left in the legislative agenda up there. One of the laws they're looking at is being able to allow cities and towns not to publish legal notices in the paper, only to do it online. I know that probably could save the cities and towns some money. Maybe a small town with only a few thousand people, it could be very beneficial. But to me, that would be penny wise and pound foolish. And I would like to see a resolution or a commitment from the city that if they do pass that, the city will continue to publish in the newspaper any legal notices. There are people who do have access to computers, but may not be able to find their way through to find the legal notices for meetings or whatever is going on in the city. And there are, as it said, there are 18% of people who follow legal notices who don't have access to computers. So I'm just like to see, commitment from the city to continue to publish any legal notices in the paper if something like this passes or from the panel. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker. Hi, Councilmember Zanotti. I would like to thank Mr. Howe for responding to my email that I sent to him a couple of weeks ago, and unfortunately we still have not connected. I sent 2 emails to the mayor with no response as of today. I feel like yet you have time to respond on Facebook. So, recently the mayor was responding to issues regarding house paint colors. The mayor responded to a citizen and talked about uniformity that people like in Palm Coast. When someone asked her, are the colored tents uniformity? She was asked and Holland simply replied that homeless are on a county property and we have no jurisdiction. Mayor, I feel like I've seen what you're doing. I feel like you are just not getting involved, letting the county take this one where you spend millions of dollars on pickleball courts, splash parks, an internet project that we really don't need at this current time. But I feel like you do need to get involved. Appointing a liaison to a committee is not just the answer. The citizens of this town need to hear you. We need to hear what you, as our mayor, think of this situation, what you intend to do about it, and what the plan is. We keep hearing that we have to have compassion. We need to do this slowly. Yes, we do. But what is that? So what is the answer? Your State of the City speech, one Palm Coast, didn't even include the homeless in it. I'm tired of hearing that this is a county situation. They may be on county property, but they're in Palm Coast. April 2nd headline by County Commissioner Charlie Erickson says, "I think we're making some progress, but it's hard to measure." This is the answer that we're going to give to the citizens of Palm Coast, the people that elected you, the mayor of Palm Coast. Although the trees have been cleared last night at the Flagler County meeting that I attended, they did a presentation, and all the pictures were great, there was not one tent in the Palm Coast pictures. They're still there, they're not just there, they're over the entire area of Palm Coast, hiding behind the trees. You need to either get the services that these people need or do something to get them out of those areas. I am not able to stay today to wait for your response, and I need to go to work and pay for my mortgage here in this city that I live. But I hope that you will respond to me in writing, because I have now requested refunds. Thank you. Next speaker.
Good morning, everybody. This is Joe about Palm Coast. The first one out of the subject that I just tested is traffic calming devices in the city. For the last 2 years, a gentleman has been up here on the Metro Park Drive. Since some people in this town don't want to be one for any kind of traffic control device that would make it difficult for whatever reason. Traffic comes to work, people work on Florida Park Drive to stop the situation that's been discussed for 2 years past. We also have Rickenbacker, which is a racetrack between the new public and Palm Coast Parkway. And I'm sure there are many others, but since we have no traffic people that work for the city only for the county, we really have to get started on this. It would be nice if we could find out what can we do to stop speeders and residents. Going speed limits, putting traffic calming devices, something to speed up. It's like no homelessness, as it's been mentioned by this gentleman. It is a problem that has to be addressed by everybody. Like I said, it might be on the time on it. See what you're in there. It has to be unified, the fact that as opposed to solve the problem, not only the government, but the county, state, federal, and local, but mostly the churches. We need to put back the responsibilities of the church to the church and away from the government.
Thank you. Thank you, Thomas. Next speaker. Seeing none, I'll close public comment. About the Gopher Forest, I'll turn that over to Nina. I know we have Denise Bevan, who is our environmental planner. Denise is testing all properties to ensure that we're not ignoring the Gopher Forest population. We in the city of Palm Coast take a lot of pride in our environmental practices. Denise does an outstanding job of doing that. If you wanted to add anything to the digital loss, or if you want to get back to the doors and specifics on what we do, that would be fine. Okay, great. He will be connecting with you with specifics on the practice of the individual lot. I know with master development, it's a requirement, but the individual lot will go back with you. As far as the legal notices in the newspaper, I spoke with Director Runner a number of times before it started up, and he had mentioned that it does not look like that's going to come up. But if it does come up, we'll have a discussion on how we proceed and take your comments into consideration as far as publishing them. I agree 100% with you that we need to keep this process going to offer as much information to the public as possible. So thank you. And the last comment about traffic calming devices, we will have a presentation coming up. Not only do we have a traffic engineer coming in, but we will have a presentation about Florida Park Drive coming up with that particular area of our community. We always look at different areas as we move forward. Maybe that would be an action item for the new traffic engineer to ensure that we're keeping up. And that's all I have. The next agenda item, I will ask for a motion to approve the minutes of the April 2nd, 2019 business meeting and the April 9th, 2019 workshop meeting.
I'll make that motion to approve.
I'll
approve.
Move. moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Agenda item number F2 is a proclamation, April, as Volunteer Recognition Month. Councilmember Peck will be presenting. I ask everyone to stand and please come to the podium.
Whereas April is Florida Volunteer Month, National Service Recognition Day, was held April 3rd, the National Volunteer Week existing for the 15th through the 21st. This month was established as the official time to recognize and celebrate the efforts of the volunteers at the local, state, and national levels, and whereas volunteers can connect with local community service experiences through hundreds of community service organizations, including Flagler Volunteer Services, and whereas volunteers address the most pressing challenges facing our cities, counties, and our nation, by educating students for the jobs of the 21st century and supporting veterans and military families, to preserving the environment and helping communities recover from natural disasters, and whereas volunteering enhances the lives of volunteers, increases self-esteem and physical well-being, provides opportunities to learn new skills and abilities, and offers the chance to meet new friends and associates, and whereas nonprofit, charities, community and faith-based groups, schools, national service programs, and volunteer centers such as Flagler Volunteer Services have joined with the state and local governments to celebrate and praise volunteers who have given tirelessly and selflessly to the service of others, and whereas volunteers are vital to our future as a caring and productive nation. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Mayor and City Council of the City of Palm Coast, Florida, do hereby recognize the month of April as Volunteer Month in the City of Palm Coast, and encourage residents to recognize the positive impact of volunteer services in our city, so that to thank those who serve and to find ways to give back to their communities. Signed, the 16th day of April, 2019. City of Palm Coast, Florida, by Mayor Bill DeWalt. Congratulations and thank you for everything you volunteer to our organization coordinates as well. Thank you to the city.
I just want to say, I'm Susie Gamble, I'm with Flagler Volunteer Services, and I just want to say thank you so much for all of the support that the City of Palm Coast gives to volunteers and our community. It's really important, and we couldn't function without you and your support, so we appreciate you as well. I did want to share some numbers, and then we do have a couple of awards to hand out, so I just want to share some information with you real quick. Volunteer statistics that were reported to our agency, and this is for 2018, we had 3,255 volunteers that served 175,493 hours at 49 local government and nonprofit agencies in Flagler County in 2018. That is huge, huge numbers. Based on the independent sector value of a volunteer hour in Florida, which is $24.69, the volunteer hour served is valued at over $4 million. Like I said, it's just amazing what volunteers do. 1,573 of those volunteers were Palm Coast residents, and they served 102,591 hours, which is a value of $2,532,971. So huge, huge numbers, amazing values, and it's great work that is done throughout our community by the City of Palm Coast residents as well as other residents of Flagler County. As you mentioned, April is Volunteer Appreciation Month, so this is the best part of my job. I get to spend a whole month going around and saying thank you to volunteers for all the great things that they do. Whether they do a little or they do a lot, they make a huge impact on our community and the quality of life in our area. So we are currently getting ready for our Volunteer Appreciation, which we're doing on April 30th to close out the month.
We're doing a volunteer appreciation continental breakfast at the Columbus Community Center, and thank you for letting us do that there. We're accepting nominations right now for the Volunteer of the Year, Volunteer Team of the Year, and the Brian Cooper Excellence in Volunteer Leadership Award. Will all be handed out at that event. You are all invited to attend. You should have received an invitation, and Judy will resend it just to make sure everybody's got it. If you know of any volunteers that should be nominated, feel free to let us know, and we can make sure that we get those nominations to you. And we want to ensure that everybody is recognized. One of the things that we do every year during Volunteer Appreciation Month is we give out Presidential Service Awards. The Presidential Service Award, the gold level, is for 500 hours completed in 1 year. So we give out 63 this year to volunteers who serve more than 500 hours and reach that gold level. Here at the City of Palm Coast, we are giving out ones to people who did more than 1,000 hours. So we upped it a little bit higher than the 500. And we invited everybody who did over 1,000 hours that was a City of Palm Coast resident. Volunteers do not do this work for recognition, so not all of them are here, but I did want to acknowledge all of them. I'm going to call out all of their names, and the ones that are here, we're going to hand out those awards. So the volunteers who did over 1,000 hours, Maureen Caulfield, Steve Barnes, Robert Hudak, Monique Ayani, Kit Leslie, Estella Linder, Holly Norris, Jack Ogden Jr., Margaret Pangburn, Felix Ramos, Simon Sam, Barbara Sharp, and Kay Vanderbilt. So, you know, hold on to the words to the ones that are up here. And I know some of the fire rescue were on an accident, so I know that they were able to do that, but some of them are still working.
Volunteers, you know, it's one thing to appreciate and give them thanks. It's another thing for our city to acknowledge the fact that these volunteers are saving tremendous amounts of taxpayer dollars every single year. So those dollars, when we mentioned the 2.5 in the City of Palm Coast, we would be providing those services at a cost to the residents. So the volunteers are truly special people. We cannot thank them enough for their service and their dedication to our community. But really, at the end of the day, the direct, meaningful dollars that we're seeing firsthand, the rest of our residents would also be acknowledging our volunteers and their service, because they truly are making a difference. So thank you for your organization. Thank you for everything you do. It's quite extraordinary when you see all of it together. So thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Agenda item number F3 is a proclamation for National Public Safety Telecommunications Week. We have Council Member Brinkino presenting. Those receiving, please come up to the podium.
Whereas emergencies can occur at any time that require police, fire, or emergency medical service, and whereas when an emergency occurs, the prompt response of police officers, firefighters, and paramedics is critical to the protection of life and privileges of property, and whereas the safety of our law enforcement officers and firefighters is dependent upon the quality and accuracy of information obtained from the citizens. public safety telecommunicators are the first and most critical contact our citizens have with emergency services and warehouses. Public safety telecommunicators are the single vital link for our police officers and firefighters by monitoring their activities by radio, providing them information and ensuring their safety and warehouse. Public safety telecommunicators for the Flagler County Sheriff's Office have contributed substantially to the apprehension of criminals, suppression of fires, and treatment of patients. In whereas, it's substantial. Has exhibited compassion, understanding, and professionalism during the performance of their job in the past year. Now, therefore, it be proclaimed by the mayor and the city council of the city of Palm Coast, April 14th, 2019, as National Public Safety Telecommunications Week, in honor of the men and women who build choice and protection, keep our speedy as gifts and speeds as safe. Signed, this April 16th, 2019, City of Palm Coast, Mayor of the Sheriff, congratulations. Ladies, congratulations.
Mayor and Council, thank you very much for recognizing the unsung heroes that you hear on the phone but you never get to see, but they're there around the clock in the time. We met yesterday and spent some time in the dispatch center. I'd like to say I was dispatching, but I was more likely listening to the great work that they were doing. And you know, they never know what they're going to find on the other end of that phone call. All they know is, what is your emergency? And, for example, yesterday, a dispatcher answered that call and then had to give CPR guidance to the person on the other end while the first responders were responding. Unfortunately, it was too late when the individual was found, but, you know, we tried. And with me today is our director of the Communication Center, Christina Mortimer, and one of our supervisors, Denise. So,
good morning. On behalf of all the men and women in the Communication Center, we appreciate your support and the proclamation this week. It's very special to them. They deserve recognition all year long, but we try to make them feel extremely special this week in particular. I like to refer to them as the first responders. As Sheriff stated, they never know if they're going to get on the other end of that phone. Maybe CPR, delivering a baby, bad accident. You know, they hear it all daily, so what they do is incredible. And I'm extremely thankful for them as well, but thank you very much.
Thank you. I would just like to add, having been as well at the 911 center when we go through the ride-along process, I am just amazed by the patience, frankly, that your team members demonstrate during heightened times of emergencies. I don't know how they do that and remain so calm, but it has to be a very special talent. So please send back our gratitude to your team members. We want to not only acknowledge them today, but every day moving forward.
Today is one thing. Going back to in my beginning days in law enforcement, I was a deputy in South Florida. We didn't have portable radios. The only radio we had was in the squad car. And once you got out, you prayed that your dispatchers knew and were keeping quiet. And thank God for the work that you did. You're equally a partner to the guy in the vehicles in all aspects of the law enforcement. You're the people that keep the cool. And I appreciate what you do.
Agenda item number F4 is a proclamation for Child Abuse Prevention Month. Council Member Howell will be presenting. I so he's receiving the things of person.
Twice in my career.
Mayor. Thank you, Council. I just want to thank the City of Palm Coast for recognizing Poverty Prevention Month. It is very important that the city recognizes it. This year's theme is to create great childhood, and everybody's involved in creating great childhood. Be it creating parks for children to play, parents or caregivers to take their children to the park, extracurricular activities, sporting activities, regular medical checkup. Some of the simple as going to school every day is helping to create a great childhood. By creating this great childhood, and creating a department that is involved in the child's life, the last thing we want is to be involved in the child's life. That's exactly what we just said. And so we all take part in it. I want to thank Commander Williams as well, the Flagler County Sheriff's Department. They helped us put on our second grade event at the Target School of Emergency Charges for each month. We had a dog party last week. Next year, we're going to hope to have even bigger and better than the last 2 years. But it wouldn't be possible without the providers in this community, the cities in this community, and the county itself partnering with us to create great childhood.
Thank you for what you do. Again, it's not an easy role in our community. Anything we can do to support your efforts, please always let us know.
Thank you. Too.
Agenda item number G5 is an ordinance. Mr. Lightfoot.
Yes, Mayor, Councilor, the Council of City of Palm Coast, Florida, Amendment Chapter 2, Administration, Article Roman Numeral 6, Retirement Division 2, Volunteer Firefighter Retirement System, and Trust Fund. This ordinance amends Section 2540, Maximum Pension, Section 2549, Supplemental Benefit, and this ordinance provides for severability, codification for conflicts, and provides for an effective date. This is the second reading.
Council, any questions? Any member of the public wish to make public comment on agenda item number 5, please do so at this time. And I'll close public comment, take it back to the council, and make a motion. Move and second. All those in favor, please stand. Any opposed? Any other passes unanimously. Agenda item number 8-6 is to appoint 2 members of the Volunteer Firefighters Pension Fund Board. That is just, we have a full seat if you want to.
Hi.
Mr. Rosagno, my friend, is by the 30th. So you two have successfully appointed 2 members. Today we put out an ad and we've got 4 to select. So just put a check on you that you would like to sit. And then we'll see you here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for working.
Coming for the day, Mr. Esposito and Mr. Zorano will be serving on the board. Can I have a motion to appoint the 2 continuing members?
Yeah, motion to appoint. And I'll second it.
Move and second it. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say no. It's passed unanimously. Agenda item number I, 7, 8, 9, and 10 are consent agenda items. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on any of those items, please do so at this time. Seeing none, I'll close public comment. Take it back to this council. Entertain a motion.
Move the consent agenda for approval.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Agenda item number J is public participation. Any member of the public who has not spoken at the beginning of the meeting under public participation, they will have the opportunity to do so. You have up to 3 minutes. Please state your name for the record. Your 3 minutes will begin.
Speak up, Palm Coast. A lot of times we talk about quality of life and how it affects every neighborhood differently. Who decides which neighborhoods are really worthy of having a good quality of life? Because I've been up here quite a few years talking about the problem with Florida Park Drive. There was no traffic impact study done when they were in the turn lanes from Palm Coast Parkway and Palm Harbor Parkway that added to total traffic through Florida Park Drive. Traffic grew to over 8,600 cars per day, to 60 feet of residents living quarters. The fumes, the dust, the noise was constant during the day. And we can't escape it. So who determines that we don't have a good quality of life? I'd really like to know that answer. I wrote to the, or emailed the ordinance There's a code of ordinance, chapter 24, environmental, article 2, division 1, section 24-31, paragraph G. It says that the city was supposed to make sure that as far as air quality, that it did not interfere anything that was interfering with the enjoyment of property of life. Well, I can tell you, the people on Florida Park Drive cannot enjoy the property. They cannot enjoy the life. The traffic noise drives them inside. The fumes, the dust is always in the house. It's not going anywhere. I mean, it's coming from the cars. We're talking over 8,000 cars per day within 60 feet of home. That's 3 million cars a year. Okay? If you multiply it out, now it costs me. It's up to this city council to handle this problem. Yes, it was handed down to you, but it's still a problem. So, who in the city determines which neighborhood gets to have a good quality of life? That's my question. Thank you.
Mr. Cummins, next speaker.
Good morning, Ed Fuller. Good morning, Honorable Mayor Holland, Honorable Council members, and welcome, Mr. Morton. I just want to thank you for your presentation on One Palm Coast. I'm a little late, I guess, on the update here, but you digest everything that you had displayed and basically had done. It was fabulous. It was cogent, it was clear, it was concise. It gives everybody a feeling of community, where we're going, where we've been, and where we want to aspire to. I could go on and on about your presentation. I think it was just fabulous. There is one suggestion, not that you all won't get them every day. I love that children's park at the community center. I wonder if we could have a naming of that park. It is just fabulous. I've had such a wonderful time with my grandson and to see all the other kids out there enjoying themselves, safe, in a wonderful, pleasurable environment. It's just unbelievable. Somebody, whoever designed that, they rocked it. Anything that can entertain my grandson for an hour and a half without him getting bored, they really did well. I want to thank you, and thank you again, Mayor, for your presentation. I know that you're coming up with this, so I believe it is in May. How about One Palm Coast tonight? I like the theme. It's not a bad idea, but it's just an idea. You all get told what you do on a daily basis, and we need to pay that. Thank you very much, and I appreciate all your efforts with you all do. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Mayor, and everyone else. Well, it's good to see you guys. If you guys know, we made some decisions last night on the commission. When I came in 3 months ago, I said we were not going to be like past commissions. We were going to be one of dealing with problems and addressing them. We did that last night. We addressed a very serious problem that had been neglected. It probably should have never happened, the Sheriff's Operation Center. When I say it shouldn't have happened, I will call for a full investigation to look into the bad decisions that have cost this county millions and millions of dollars. But I come today to ask you guys for help. As y'all know, we talked about moving the Sheriff's Operations Center behind the library.
it addresses and deals with a certain amount of things. One of them, the homeless camp, it will address that. Immediately, we need to put up fencing to protect that area because it becomes a construction zone. And by the way, Matt, welcome. I haven't had a chance to officially say it, but proud to make a great decision. But it addressed the homeless situation. It also, I ask you guys to consider working with us very diligently, as we have been doing so with the last few months, in doing traffic studies to make sure this is the right place for it. And then also speeding up the permit process, which I know the mayor has worked on very hard. You know, Councilman Howell and I have been working on the homeless situation. This will help us create some action to get some movement decisions made in this county of how to address it and how to have a procedure in place. But we'll be coming back to you guys because we're going to call on the cities as well to support the policy that we need to put throughout the county to address the homeless issue. But again, county commission will not be like ones in the past. It is going to be one of taking action and addressing these problems. And utmost these problems that we were left with by bad decision making prior to this. Sheriff Operations Center, it's not been an easy fix. It's been something that we've had to really look at. But the solution that we offer today will not be there. And I can promise you this, you can see it in the fall. We're going to have the first time in almost a decade that we don't have tax increases. I'm still shooting for us to see tax decreases, not increases. So that's going to be a little challenging with this Sheriff Op Center, but we've got a sleeve rolled up and are going to do it. But we're going to need the help from the city to move this forward. And like I said, I know you guys weren't lobbying for this or weren't asking for it, but we need that location to be the one that we're going to be pushing forward. I want to thank you guys, and thank you for the relationship. It's been phenomenal the last few months with the jobs in the industry coming in. Idaho County certainly has a very good future. And Palm Coast.
Thank you very much, Christian. Next speaker. And then I'll start the public comment. We will first address Mr. Carr's comments. You know, we will be having a presentation coming up of the options and alternatives for Ford Park Drive. You know, as Mr. Card indicated, this was an issue, obviously, that was inherited by this council. We do take it very seriously. We do understand the challenges that are facing that roadway. Frankly, it's a complicated issue. It's one that's not going to be easy, but we are moving forward with suggested changes. Recognizing that there is a unique roadway in our city of Palm Coast. It does promote a lot of traffic on that roadway. So hopefully you'll be hearing some more concrete plans in the coming future, which we can adopt as a governing body and consider those options seriously. So thank you for your continued participation on this issue, and I'm sure the residents of Ford Park Drive thank you as well. Mr. Fuller, thank you for your comments as well. We love to hear a positive dialogue about our parks. We are a multi-generational community, so every time we can have the next generation enjoying our parks that we have put in place, that's a good story to tell. And as far as our One Palm Coast Connect, without question, more to come on that, but I will tell you it's going to be a very exciting time for our residents. And internally as well. So we thank you for your participation in our community as well. And to Commissioner Mullins, I had watched your meeting last night. I appreciate the leadership by the County Commission on moving issues forward. Matt, I know you're meeting with the new County Administrator, I think today. But if you can have that as one of your topics, I agree that if a new Sheriff's Operations Center is going to be housed within our city, you know, we need to be there as a partnership, frankly. So anything we can do to fast-track those permits and look at traffic over in that part of our city would be helpful. Okay. All right. Thank you again. We will now move to agenda item number K, which is discussion by City Council of matters not on the agenda. Council Member Cox.
Okay.
Councilmember Buckley.
Yes. I'd like to Yeah. I just want to thank Commissioner Germans for, you know, your partners with us over here. And let it be known that when it comes to me, and I believe for the whole body here, that if there's anything legal and ethical we could do regarding anything that you do with, I'm pretty sure we're going to be on your side and helping you out. Thank you.
I have a major concern, and I think that all of our citizens shall, and this comes back to our favorite brown boys, the phone has been ringing off the hook, or ringing off my head, either or. And I think it's time that, you know, I'm the type of guy that will pay for a service. I expect the service to be formed, especially when it's contractual. If they can't meet the obligation, then we need to start seriously looking at other options. Now, that being said, I haven't had an opportunity to review our contract. But there should be a penalty clause in there, and if there isn't, the next one should have a penalty clause if they can't deliver. Personally, I understand they're having an issue with management, and they're having an issue with the lack of drivers, but that's not our citizens' fault. We pay for a service, and you better deliver. Period. I don't care if your supervisors have to drive the trucks till the wee hours of the night. It's got to be done because it mounts up. And it's just in it right now. And sometimes we got to take drastic actions and just say, oh, you know, this is not. And I want to put them on note. If you can't deliver, we'll find somebody real quick, real soon, who can deliver the service. Item number one. Item number two, I did watch your comments last week with regards to the proposal to hire two additional IT vendors to support the fiber lines. And I saw the book. Well, had I been there last week and not in Harvard, I also would have said an amen. Because I think what we have to look at are the wants and the needs. And we're forgetting the needs and we're putting the wants in front of you. The hiring of additional staff or the allocation for funding should take place, and I'm sure you would agree, during the budget cycle. That's where we justify what we ask. For example, I would like to see two electricians hired because we have that. We only have one electrician. That's the guy that is the building inspector. And if you stop and think about all the money that we spend with Pamlico Electric in contracting and work out, our electricians will pay for themselves in trade and in space. Not only that, but they would be capable of hooking up that generator for the community center. You know, and that's going to pay for itself. So just these are things when we get to the budget cycle, we need to discuss. And that's it. Other than that, it's going to be a good workshop, and I'm just sorry I wasn't there.
Okay. As far as waste for those, I completely agree. It's been a struggle for us for some time now. I continue to receive emails in regards to the issue. I know we have put them on notice previously. There is a clause within our contract that all find penalties when they're not performing the service. I will say our contract also takes into account the recycling, and it's, I think, 2 years left in this contract. We have met with them a few times. I know they have brought in new management, they've changed management, they've had struggles with finding people, that can work for them. We have set up a job fair, working with the Center for Business Excellence in order for a way to connect those that are looking for a job. They pay very well, so it's nice. Yeah, it's not bad, but to your point, I think we need to reach out again, Ms. Morton, to Waste Pro and let them know our we're dissatisfied with the service they are currently providing. We continue to receive several complaints, and I know the county has as well. And so we need to have a conversation with them on what their future plans are as far as our residents go, because they are paying for service. We can't continue for them not to receive the service in which they're paying for. Okay. All right. I have one actually additional item, and text that goes to sort of this city-county relationship as well. Another issue I think needs to be discussed in our meeting with the county administrator is this idea of joint training agreements. We've talked about it historically. There are areas of the city that are not going to be annexed into the city, but they are contiguous to the city. And so we can get an understanding on, you know, just services and locations and stuff. I don't know where that went last time ago. I know we suggested it a time ago. But I'd like to see that position. It's an important topic, knowing that growth is going to occur in certain areas of our community. And because our relationship is going in such a positive direction, I want to make sure we're continuing to support this neighborhood. Okay. Okay, discussion by city attorney of matters not on the agenda. Okay. Discussion by city manager of matters not on the agenda.
Thank you. I do have some for one. We do, in fact, have a meeting for the it looks like the police have been working on getting that connected to be sort of a triage of what is going on in our calls as well. And just for proposals we're getting on the comments, it would be good issues for him. There have been fines levied, but it is the attempt to find the community relevant to the service we carry out. Second, on my copier note, tonight is a true reminder is food truck Tuesday right here in the Central Park in the town center. So come on out.
That's
right. Real loss for roles in
I swear I'm not vice mayor, there's someone to make a
motion. I made a motion.